The biggest issue with the weather that I encountered over the weekend wasn't the cost of cooling and people worrying about their air conditioners and running them, or all the records that were tumbling, or what to do, not what to do during the whole heat. The biggest issue that I came across was the cancellation of kids' sports. The blow-ups from parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, questioning the call to call off Saturday sport. Are we breeding in a generation of softies? That was the main theme out of all the conversations I had, various parts of the weekend, being it out on the road, being at the rugby on Saturday, being at a barbecue on Sunday, all saying the same thing. Are we breeding a generation of softies? I know the AIC, the Association of Independent Colleges, I told you Friday, they cancelled everything, from cricket to volleyball, and I'm talking about indoor volleyball as well. Called it all off. Girls GPS, they cancelled softball, except for ones that were starting at 7:30. GPS boys schools, they were talking about a case-by-case basis. We'll figure that out on the day, is what they were saying. Queensland cricket, they cancelled the under-10s, under-12s. Were your kids or your grandkids, were they part of a sport that was cancelled on Saturday? Were you glad or were you annoyed? Are we breeding a generation of softies? 131 873. Look, I don't remember the Heat cancelling anything when I was a kid, but is that still a good enough reason to say it shouldn't happen now? We'll find out in a moment from authorities, someone who'll definitely know that. Look, we are getting reports through there's now a fan shortage all the way throughout Queensland. Yeah, that's right. Host of retailers are selling out. So if you've got one, you might have one of the hottest tickets in town around the state. 17 temperature records tumbled throughout Queensland over the weekend. Thargaminda, it took out the title of our hottest spot. Staggering 47.2 degrees. It was the hottest February temperature ever recorded in Queensland. Toowoomba, they saw their first 40-degree day in more than 50 years. And here in Brisbane, what about this? A four-year-old boy left in a car in an underground car park yesterday. New Farm, this was. Luckily, a passerby noticed the little bloke asleep in the car, called police. Now, a 37-year-old man's charged for leaving the child unattended while he went to the shops. He'll front Brisbane's Magistrates Court tomorrow. How do you leave a child in the car like that? Yeah, sure, the window was cracked. It was undercover, but still, come on. It was hot. It doesn't matter if you're in the shade or not. These things heat up. Back to the kids' sports, though. Was it the right call? Was it the right call to call these off? One man who might be able to shed some light on it, hopefully without the heat, is Tony Hucker. He's the Director of Clinical Quality and Patient Safety at the Queensland Ambulance Service. Tony, good afternoon. How many people needed help over the weekend here in Queensland?
Oh, look, we had a bit of a spike in the workload. We probably saw over a three-day period of about 100 heat-related cases. Probably the biggest spike was on Sunday. We had 50 statewide. But you know, put that in context, we do about 3,000 cases a day, so it's actually not too bad. But when you look at those cases in isolation, the majority of them, I have to say, are the group we worry about the most. And those are the older folks in the community, and they just don't tolerate the heat as well. And we saw the majority was in that age group.
What about areas? Were there more areas than not that were affected, or you could pinpoint some hotter than others?
Gold Coast and Brisbane, but I think that's just a population thing. I think that's where most people are, so I don't think it was a correlation. Yeah, we saw cases right across the state, you know. But I think generally, you know, Queensland is pretty savvy when it's hot. But we do have to be careful. I'm interested in your conversation about sports and.
Well, that was going to be my next question to you, Tony, because I don't know if you played sport as a kid growing up, and if you grew up here in Queensland, I don't know, but I don't remember any sport being cancelled when I was a kid because it was too hot or too wet, for that matter.
Yeah, I agree. Look, I can't appreciate it. I grew up in Victoria, so it was freezing every time.
Well, you don't
sport,
count.
But, no, that's right. But yeah, I think it depends on the level of sport. I think for conditioned athletes, I think it's less of a risk. Mm. I think for the younger age group, look, I'm not sure. I'd probably be more concerned about the elderly grandparents sitting around the periphery of the ground out in the blazing sun. So I think we're just a more risk-averse society now. We just don't put people in harm's way. Mm. To answer the question, I don't know the evidence. I'd have to go and look at the evidence. So look, how many people get into strife on, you know, from a perspective of, you know, what we'd say is school level sport, I just don't know.
All right, Tony. Well, listen, thanks for putting a some sort of numbers to it. So 100 treated for about 100 treated for heat related cases over the weekend. But as you said, put that in perspective, you do treat about 3,000 cases a day. I know that you're having a media conference later today along with Queensland Health.
Yes.
What other numbers have you got out of the weekend that have jumped out at you?
Well, it does focus on the older age group, and I guess we've been saying that all along. It is predictably the older folks that are really at most risk. Mm. Well, I guess we've got to be careful. You mentioned before kids in cars. Timely reminder that we've got to be really careful, because this is all about prevention. We heat related death is a preventable death, because if we're careful, we shouldn't see it. But every now and then we do. We've got a case going on as we speak. A 55-year-old fellow who has collapsed in the workplace. And it will be a case of working without brakes and not recognising you're getting hot and missing the subtle signs of getting tired, exhausted. And when we're working out, I think that's just the nature of my work. But when it's so hot, you have to take brakes and have to keep your fluids up and keep yourself hydrated. Otherwise, this will get you. And then when you collapse and you're really, really hot, your temperature just will accelerate and you'll get yourself into real strife, and this stuff can kill you.
So, Tony, that case you just mentioned, the 55-year-old, that's ongoing now, is it?
Correct.
Okay, then whereabouts and what type of condition is he in?
In Brizzy. Yeah. I can't give any more details at the moment. We've got crews with him at the moment, so we've got a lot of really talented crews looking after that man right now. So he should hopefully do okay. If we can get to people early enough and we can cool them down, they tend to do okay. But if we get there too late and they've cooked their brain, and that's the problem. Once your skull is like a pressure cooker for your brain, and if we allow the temperature to go beyond 40 degrees, you're in real strife. You really start damaging your brain cells.
Is it a matter of just drinking water or drinking fluids to keep that temperature down? Is it that simple, or do you have to take other measures?
You've got to rest. You've got to keep cool. Hydration is one part of it, but the combination of actually recognising the fact that it's really hot out there, wearing loose clothing and actually taking breaks. If you're out there working, manual labour, you've just got to take regular breaks and keep your fluids up. Hydration is very important, but it's all about keeping your body temperature down. And that's through breaks and, regular small meals and just not allowing yourself to overheat.
Good on you, Tony. Appreciate your time this afternoon. Tony Hucker there. He's from the Queensland Ambulance Service, their Clinical Quality and Patient Safety Director.